ABC Radio Australia.
A long COVID-enforced wait is over for Vanuatu's national men's cricket team. They were finally back in action right now, in fact, over in Canada, where they've been playing Malaysia in the World Cup Challenge League, the pathway to the 2023 50-over World Cup in India. The news coming out of Canada is pretty good. We'll update you on that shortly. This is the second of three legs this tournament, featuring Denmark, Qatar, Singapore and the host nation, as well as Vanuatu and Malaysia. The Pacific Island team will be keen to climb the ladder after managing just one win in the first leg some 2 years ago now. We'll take a check on their progress in just a few minutes, but first let's hear from the team's new coach, Ben Cameron, who's had barely 5 weeks to put his mark on the side.
A key theme of our 4 or 5 weeks was talking about the who, which was the roles and how we do it and what do we want to achieve out of it. So I don't want to give away our secrets of how we go about our business and what we want to achieve. But we got ourselves to a point where we're regularly scoring 300 runs in practice matches and almost taking 10 wickets at the same time. And a lot of our key measures were being met within our practice games. And the boys were starting to learn and understand what their role meant and how to play that. Now it's just a matter of reminding them of that framework that we want to work towards and giving them the confidence that we can go out and achieve that in tournament play.
And talking of tournament play, you're in Canada to take part in the World Cricket Challenge. This is the second of three legs, as I understand it. Last time out, Vanuatu had one win and one very narrow defeat. They defeated Malaysia and then they lost to Qatar. Now, first up this time, you have Malaysia. There's also Canada, Denmark, Singapore that you'll be playing along the way. I mean, in terms of associate cricket, that's a pretty strong lineup, isn't it? I mean, if you can accumulate 2 or 3 wins, Vanuatu will be doing very well.
We certainly think we can compete very hard. We feel our best cricket is as good as anyone else's. And it's just a matter of us applying ourselves. And even though on a table and purely talent-wise, there might be some perceived best teams in this tournament, but we feel if we turn up and play our best cricket, the cricket gods might go our way, some decisions or winning some key moments. You know, we'd like to think that if we do play our best cricket and we catch a couple opposition teams not quite on their game, we think we can win 3 to 4 of our games whilst we're in Canada and look to plan to do the same thing in Malaysia.
You have, as it were, the national talisman as your captain now, Patrick Mutitava, who's done some pretty remarkable things in associate cricket over the years, both with bat and ball. But I'm interested in your choice of vice-captain, one I think which you inherited from your predecessor, Jeremy Bray. But Junior Kaltapau is the man who's coming in to make his debut, but he's also vice-captain. I mean, that's quite an unusual move, I would have thought. What's the thinking behind that? You clearly have a lot of faith in him.
It's not just having faith in Junior, but it's also part of a development piece on who our next leader might be in 4 or 5 years when Patrick does decide to retire. In that sense, Junior's probably been the number one example setter in terms of preparation and energy at training and showing the enthusiasm and the appetite to improve. So his appointment as vice-captain is more so around about a development piece for him. And that's not to say that he'll be vice-captain on future tours. It's just we may decide to continue to shift that role to continue to develop more leaders within our program. So Junior's one of 3 or 4 that we have in mind, and he gets first look at, you know, some extra responsibility.
Just another word on Patrick. You will be aware, of course, that they're about to have a draft for the Big Bash League here in Australia with international players putting up their hands to be chosen. Did Patrick contemplate putting his name in the hat? Because it's been said more than once that given a crack in the Big Bash League, he could do quite a bit of damage.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good, really good question, Richard. I certainly haven't heard through the grapevine if he has nominated, but I'd certainly encourage him to think about it if it's not for this year, but certainly in 12 months' time. And as we spend more time together and I get to know him and what his ambitions are, and I might be able to help him navigate those type of challenges and help him put himself into a position where his nomination will be seriously considered.
Ben Cameron, Vanuatu's national cricket coach. And we can join Ben live now on the line from King City, just outside Toronto in Canada, where Vanuatu have just completed their first match in this leg of the World Cricket Challenge against Malaysia. Ben, good afternoon to you over there in Canada. The news is good, I understand.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon from our end, but good morning at your end. An amazing afternoon for the boys. Very good win under pressure. Very proud of the boys, and it's definitely a victory they deserved to win, considering that we effectively won 90% of the game. We mucked it up a little bit for half an hour, 45 minutes or so there. But the boys played terrific cricket.
So the details, you bowled Malaysia out for 124, 37.5 of their 50 overs. So that looked like a very gettable target, but you had to work pretty hard. You ended on 8 for 125 when you won the game. Indebted to your wicketkeeper, I think, Jared Allen. He seemed to be the one who kept his head when perhaps others didn't.
Yeah, well, look, you know, him down in that number 6, number 7 role, it's quite clear what is required for him down there, playing that role for us, whether we're ahead of the game or behind the game. And you know, when he was in today, we were behind the game as wickets were falling at the other end, and held his nerve beautifully. And that's exactly why he's in that position. And today he deserved to take us to victory with all the hard work that he's put into place. And could not be more proud of him on debut representing Vanuatu. A testament to him in terms of understanding what the game requires of him in that role.
And in terms of the bowling effort, Nalin Nipiko, he got three wickets, two for Joshua Azu, two also for William Singh Nalisa. So that they spread the effort around, which must be encouraging for you. This is what you want to see.
Yeah, look, that's sort of what the scoreboard, certainly says. But as a whole bowling group, they bowled really well together. Continued to ask really strong questions of the Malaysian batters for a longer period of time. And as we're slowly taking some wickets and creating more pressure, and we created a couple run out chances as well. And we just kept our foot in the throat. And sitting on the sidelines, we were expecting a partnership to form at some particular point in time, and it did end up being that ninth and tenth wicket partnership. And it would have been nice to chase the total down a little bit more convincingly with one of our top order batters playing their role and understanding what the game requires of them through that first 20-25 overs. But I suppose a learning from that is understanding, what the game requires if you're under pressure, and them seeing Jared go about their business, hopefully there's some great learnings out of that.
Andrew Mansale captained the side today. Patrick Matatava didn't feature. What's the story there?
Yeah, unfortunately, Patrick has some visa issues along with three or four Denmark, I think their coach and a couple of their players are having issues getting visas stamped from Denmark over into London and getting their passports back. So, just a little bit of a logistical challenge for us that, it's probably been going on for a good 2 or 3 weeks now. And we just, it's been really hard work for our administration to get that right for Patrick, but also Denmark are in the exact same boat for us. So, we can only control what we can control, mate. A bit of a philosophy within our program, and the boys are clearly understanding that. When Patrick does get here, it's obviously going to be a big boost for the group. But we need to understand how to win games of cricket without him. And when it's time for him to slot in to play his role through the middle, we're looking forward to him arriving. And all things being equal, he'll play the Denmark game on Saturday. But we're also planning for him not to arrive until game 3. So watch this space if he turns up and plays against Denmark on Saturday.
Okay, well, job done even without him. So clearly with him in the side, you would think your prospects would increase. So congratulations to everyone involved on that first step victory, and we wish you all the best in the second match against Denmark. Thanks so much indeed for joining us, Ben.
Anytime, Richard. Thank you for continuing to promote the Vanuatu cricket, mate. We much appreciate it.
That's Ben Cameron, Vanuatu's national cricket coach, live on the line from King City, Canada, where Vanuatu have just beaten Malaysia by 2 wickets in their opening match of what is the second leg of the World Cricket Challenge.